Once Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately after the namaz, no sitting, tasbihat, nothing, immediately after the namaz, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went away. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they became worried. What happened? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just left and he went away. So when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back, then they asked him what happened. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that no, some wealth had come in, and there were still one or two coins left from that wealth. I needed to distribute it. So namaz time came in between. So came and read my namaz. As soon as namaz finished, I went to go and distribute those coins. It must be gone. And like this, you'll find many narrations where Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wealth came in, same time now he wants to distribute. Aisha radiallahu anha, other sahaba, say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tomorrow now. You've distributed most of it. Now tomorrow you can sort out the rest. So what if I pass away tonight? What if I pass away tonight? All this must be gone. There must be nothing left here. Later on, when different kings started accepting Islam and people of wealth started coming into the fold of Islam, then how many gifts used to come for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The king of Egypt, Makokis, at one time he sent about 30 suits, you know, outfits, garments like top and bottom, they call it suit, for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where was all that? When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, there wasn't even oil in the house to light the lamp. So where was all those garments and everything? All given away. Everything given away. Everything Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give away. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving away, his family was last in line. Everybody else was first. His family was last in line. When Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she came to ask Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a servant to help at home, because her fingers now, she was getting corns etc. on her hands, she had to do all the work herself. Today the women folk, they squeal if they have to make one cup of tea for the mother-in-law. They squeal. Somebody, these new models, they squeal if they have to make one cup tea for the mother-in-law. If you read up Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna ajma'in, some of them, they were actually brushing down the horses and cleaning the number two of the horses and bringing the fodder for the horses. Today, which man makes his wife wash his car? Car can't kick you. Car can't make number one or number two on you. Car don't smell. Sahabiyat were even doing that much. Now, not to say that we must make our wives do those things, no. That will be regarded as zulam in today's zamana. We mustn't do those things. But look at the khidmat that they made. Look at the khidmat, how they made khidmat. So, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to request for that servant, so what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her? One is he taught her the tasbih of Fatimi and all that. But what statement he made to her? That how can I give you a servant when the Ashabu Suffa are still hungry? So his family came last. But when it came to Qurbani, then his family came first. When the single combat in Badr, so who was put there in the front to go and face the enemy? Hazrat Ali radiallahu. Then his family had to go first. And to collect the perks, they came last. To give the qurbani, they must go first. Because the focus was on the akhirat, not on the dunya. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the battle of Hunain, lot of booty had come in. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was distributing those animals. You know, according one chief, Right? See, all the sheep in this valley, it's for you. Take it. You call one chief, there are 100 camels, take for you. Go. Just like that. Just giving it. Everything, distributed all that spoils of Hunain. So much so, he's giving, giving, giving. Everything is finished. The people are still surrounding him. They're still asking for more. That eventually they pulled his shawl off also. And then Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is walking back, it was like a mob now, they all want something, want something. Then eventually he is like, behind him there is a tree, he can't go further back, in front of him is all these people. Then he spoke and he told them, look, if I had stock, if I had goods, if I had animals, the amount of the trees in this whole valley, if I had that much, that too I would have distributed all to you. But there's nothing left here. What do we do? There's nothing left. So Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart wasn't in anything. Everything that he got, he gave it away. And then to top it, one is you got and you give. You haven't got, you tell the person, maaf, sorry, I don't have. But Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he never had, if somebody came to him and he never had, now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will go and borrow and give. He'll go and borrow it from somebody else and give. Sometimes he's putting his armor, mortgaging his armor, and he is getting some grain and he's giving the people. Now when some money has come in, then he pays that person, gets his armor back. So one was, whatever he had, he gave also. Then if he never have also, then he's going and borrowing and giving. And if that wasn't possible, then he would make sure, he'll make an announcement amongst the Sahaba, now who can sort this person's problem out, who can help this person, or he'll send him to some Sahabi. Imagine, Sahaba would come to Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I want to get married but I got no money. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrange everything for that person. Get him married. Go get married. But they too are not looking for luxury and all that. Necessity, bare necessity. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will send him by this Sahabi. Go ask this Sahabi. Go tell that Sahabi I sent you. Each one give him something, something. Made up something for him to pay his meher. Make one small walima and get married. Then we discussed the other day, yesterday, on the patience of Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or was it the previous day, the poverty, how Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made sabr in the face of poverty, that sometime the whole 9 houses of Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not a morsel of food, not one date in the whole 9 houses of Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when there was that level of poverty, we can understand now what the need for food is. How much Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam requires some food. When food would come to the house of Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would first feed the Ashabu Sufa. Even food that came, now he would first feed the Ashabu Sufa. Then Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would partake, his family would partake. But the Ashabu Sufa was like an extended family of Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, maybe he never had small children in the house, but at times he had 80 mouths that he needed to feed. Ashabu Sufa used to be there. And Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to get so upset when people used to give the Ashabu Sufa inferior type of food. You know, sometimes we take They made mug one day, they made rice one day, and they made something else one day. Now they got a little bit of that in the fridge, little bit of that. Take the whole thing mixed up together and give it to the maid to eat. Will we eat that kind of food like that? Is that any tariqah? Will we eat that kind of food? So we mustn't do a thing like that. If we're giving, we must give good things. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he had to eat, that he would give, then he would eat. Once, Nabi, see the Ashabu Sufa, they had their place there, So if you are a person now, you got a date orchard or something, so you'll take one branch, one bunch of khajur, and you come and you hang it from the roof of the sofa. So they could at least eat those dates. So once when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came there and he saw the dates, was like an old stale dates, then he is very upset. Well, what is this? Giving the people to eat this. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, he would eat that type of date. We open a date, if there is that little worms in the date, same time that date is gone in the bin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would open the date, he would clean those worms out and he would eat that date. And then that is the generosity when it came to wealth, when it came to food, when it came to clothing, when it came to land. How much of land also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam distributed. But to understand the generosity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we take this last example. We will say that many a people, they also give wealth, they also give land, they also give clothes, they also give food. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was the apple of his eye? Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that was his most beloved. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he had to make safar somewhere, that was his last person that he would meet before departing, his daughter. And when he came back from anywhere, that was the first person he would go and meet. This was the muhabbat. Such muhabbat. People talk about nisbat-e-ittihadi between Shaykh and Murid. Now, I don't have time to go and explain to you. Those who understand it, Alhamdulillah, some other time I can explain. The nisbat-e-ittihadi between Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sahabiyat, they explained, if you saw Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha walking, that was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's walk. Her talking was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's talk. Her mannerisms was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mannerisms. Nisbat-e-ittihadi. But who he gave his daughter to? He gave his daughter this apple of his eye. He is the king in Medina Sharif. The Ansar were not poor people. They were wealthy, wealthy people. He could have chosen the most wealthiest son there from the Ansar and said, who wouldn't want to marry the daughter of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who wouldn't be ready to get to be part of that Ahle Bayt? But Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gives this daughter of his to a person who doesn't even have a house. He don't even have a place to stay. That is why when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he made nikah to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, he couldn't even take her same time. Because he had no house, where was he going to take her to? He gave his daughter to a person who at times, to cover his body, he would wear the skin of an animal. And there was so much of need for the clothes that he couldn't even wait for that skin to dry properly. While it was still a little wet, it still had a smell on it also, he used to still just wait and carry on because there was nothing else to wear. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave his daughter to that type of a person also. So from there you can gauge the generosity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person can part with excess wealth, he can part with excess food, he can part with excess clothes. But who got the himmat to give his daughter to somebody who don't even have a house? What is more valuable than a daughter? And not just any daughter, the daughter who is the apple of your eye. So this was the generosity of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I'm not saying that we must give our daughters like that. We all know the capability and ability of our daughters and how much qurbani they can make and all that. Just now you say, no, follow the sunnah. That person got no house, you go there now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never say we must do those things. He kept for us the shariat. For us he kept the shariat. But for him this is the life that he had chosen. This was his heart. This was his generosity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us some percentage from there. Some percentage from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.